Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome. Sit back and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, and I'm thrilled because today I have with me Sarah. Sarah is a mother of three children, a wife, an artist, and an author. And she helps people answer the question about what does my soul need today. Sarah, welcome.
Hi, Vicki. Welcome. I am so excited to be here.
We're so excited to have you here. So tell us a little bit about how you came to your passion and purpose in life.
Oh, wow. I think ever since I was a little girl, I always kind of knew my passion. Maybe I wouldn't say I knew. I felt it. I always had a knack for help, for talking to people and just finding what excites them and then try to bring that out of them. And I grew up in Cameroon, which is in West Africa. And in the community where I lived in, there are always people around me. Oh, they're always kids. People don't really lock their doors, so you're always around people. And I know that even when I was in elementary school, I used to gather kids around and we just learn about things. I was always that person who they'll go to ask questions about life, about, you know, positive things. And so I think I had that knack to just bring joy into people. And so as I grew up, it manifested in itself more and more in the area of art and health, wellness. And so I would pursue things that have to do with, like, enriching your soul, not only focusing on your body, but your soul. It's like, what makes your heart sing? What makes your cells just rejoice? You know, because a lot of times we don't focus so much on ourselves. We focus on the outer body, but I like to go deeper. So when I ask people those questions, like what makes your cells rejoice, then it makes them see a different perspective, you know. To answer your question, it's kind of been there. But it's just that now as an adult, I have words for those, you know, those inclinations that you had ever since you were a little girl.
Oh, that is so beautiful.
So, oh, thank you.
I'd love to hear a little bit about how it was to integrate into the American culture from Africa.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Where do I begin? I know the one thing that really hit me hard. There are many things, of course, but the one thing that I noticed was the community here is a little bit more enclosed, more individualistic. I grew up in a place where, like I said before, people don't lock their doors, and so that is very synonymous, right? You wake up in the morning, your compound is open, your gate, even if you have a gate, is open, you see people, you see your neighbors, you talk to them all the time. So there's a lot of access to your neighbors. There's access to people's stories. There's access to people's lives very immediately. Unlike here, when I came here, I get into the elevator and I'm talking and I want to smile with my neighbor or whoever is in the elevator with me, and it's like my own business kind of vibe I get. You know, it's like the interaction was very different. It's like, here, you have to get to know people first, be very comfortable with them, and then they can allow you into their world kind of thing. So when you walk down the street, you just want to say hello to everybody. Hey, hi, good morning. But it's like here, people, they are not used to that kind of friendliness. So I found myself like having to hold back many times. You know, so I think that was the difference. But then on the flip side, too, I found a lot of freedom to express myself. you know, in America is a place where, in Africa, yes, you can express yourself, but not among elders. Because when an elderly person speaks, I think their words are almost always final. You see what I mean? Like, you know, there is so much respect and given to an elder, like a father figure, a mom, your uncle, your grandfather. So when they speak, you can't argue. When you argue, it's like, oh my gosh, that's an abomination. Unlike here, I found myself being more expressive. And so even though back then I would express myself in the form of art and writing, whenever I wanted to express my opinions verbally, especially to an older person, it was almost always, I wouldn't say shut down or repressed, but it wasn't very encouraged, especially if the opinion was contrary to the other person's opinion. But here, there is so much freedom to express yourself. And so, yeah, and so that's the difference on both sides, you know.
Very. That is.
And then I cannot ignore this area. In the area of health, I found that here in America, there's something called organic and conventional fruits and vegetables. I'm like, isn't everything supposed to be organic? Because I grew up eating everything off the tree, like mango is off the tree, you know, papaya, everything. So it's like, oh no, certain things are not organic. So anyway, I just.
Very, very interesting. No question. So you have a wonderful book. Tell us about your book.
Oh, wow. When I came to America, I came from a very Catholic background. I would say as far as my religion, my spiritual upbringing is concerned. So when I was back home, I grew up in a Catholic background. And within the Catholic background, it's very much about rules to follow and regulations and stuff like that. But when I came here, there was a time in my life when I really had to do soul searching for myself. And then I came across Dr. Wayne Dyer's book. Dr. Wayne Dyer, who just recently passed away, it was entitled 9 Spiritual Principles to Manifest Your Destiny. I was never really told that you could have that kind of power to manifest your destiny. Like, there were qualities within you, instilled within you, inherent in you, that you were born with, that you can just use or tap into, let me use the word tap into, to manifest whatever you wanted. What I always learned was that you have to follow certain rules and obey those rules, or else you'll be punished by a God who thinks, I don't know, who is mad at you for not following the rules. And so as I was diving deeper into this concept of manifesting your destiny, a different world opened to me, and that was the world of the law of attraction. And so the law of attraction really had a huge impact on my life, in the sense that I started discovering these layers and layers of me that I never really took the time to find out. And so even when it came to the area of health and wellness and just being fit and living a healthy lifestyle, not just healthy in the sense of your health, but also like, you know, healthy relationships and, you know, healthy money relationships, I realized that, wow, there are really layers of me that are full of excitement, that are full of eagerness and curiosity, and all these things. It is good to follow your bliss. You don't always have to judge yourself every time you look at yourself in the mirror. You know, you can look at yourself in the mirror and see a magnificent goddess. And so that word, even the word goddess, was something that I was frightened to use in the beginning, because you are told that you cannot equal yourself to God. But then I realized that as women, we are creators. By virtue of having a womb, I am a creator, you know. So as I found out all these layers of my being, I was also going through a devastating period in my life. In the period of, I think it was like an 8-year period, from the time I had my second child in 2006 to like 2012, I had like 8 miscarriages. And so it wasn't just a period of discovering myself mentally, you know, it was like I had real experiences, like I was going through loss after loss after loss. I was just losing all these pregnancies, losing into miscarriages and stillborn. And so I came to a time when I had to realize that, wait a minute, there must be something behind these losses. I have the power within me to change that story, you know. And I realized that it was because I believed in a story that said there was something wrong with the women in my family when it came to fertility, you know. And so as I discovered these layers and layers of myself and the beliefs I had held ever since I was a little girl, I decided, okay, I guess it's time for me to change my story then, and I can change my story. That was really empowering because nobody tells you that your own words about you are powerful, and that your thoughts are powerful, and that your beliefs are powerful. And so I got to the point where when I got pregnant with my now 3-year-old daughter, there were so many complications that I will not really get into right now, but I decided that those complications will not define me. Those complications are not who I am. And so in changing my story and changing what I believed in, it really gave me the power to enjoy the outcome, which is now my baby. And of course, in the area of my health also and my fitness levels, I use those same principles of the law of attraction to bring about, to embody the image that I really want, and then I see the results happen. And so after gathering all these experiences, some really devastating and some, you know, wonderful, I decided that, okay, I just can't keep this to myself. It's like being pregnant with information, and there comes a time where you have to give birth to it, you know. And so I started writing all these things that were just oozing out of me. I could not keep them. I felt like I was pregnant with all these things, and they needed to come out, and I was that vessel that I just had to relax with the notion that I could be an author, you know. And so I said, okay, fine, I'll just be writing. And then one day it occurred to me, oh, my God, I have amassed so much information. Now it's time to publish a book, you know. And so I came across Vicky. And Vicky's like, let's do it. And here I am today.
Oh, my gosh. Amazing. Really amazing. So tell me a little bit about what you hope readers will get from the book.
Oh, my goodness. First of all, my target are really women, but it's not really meant for women only. But I just want every woman to realize that, you know what, you are a wonderful creator. You can create what you want out of your life. You are not doomed by some circumstances that happen to you. Like my friend Bernice Lakota, she's a very, very good friend, and she says, wouldn't it be wonderful to live in a world where women call themselves goddesses instead of being jealous of each other or like being envious? It's like, I want women to realize that you are a goddess, and that's not just a grandiose title. It's an embodiment of your inherent abilities. You know, you can create, you can bring life to any situation, you can conceive your dreams. It is okay. Like, it is really okay. Give yourself permission to honor your own dreams and give yourself permission to give birth to your dreams. It is okay. Because I have come across so many women, both in my work, because I also do transformational coaching. And so I coach women and girls especially too. It's like women, they believe that certain things happen to them are meant to keep them at a certain level. I don't know if that makes sense. Like going above and beyond and seeing that I can recreate this situation or this body or this circumstance the way I want is very hard for women to grasp, especially in the area of health. Girls have this very low self-esteem about their bodies. And when I taught them that, you can, yes, you can, give yourself permission to create what you want, the one thing that is holding them back is that self-confidence, that confidence to believe that, okay, what I really want can come to pass in a healthy manner. And so the one thing I really want women to take away from this is that confidence. Like, have confidence in yourself to the point where you know that you can give life to any situation that you're dealing with right now. And in the area of health, you can bring back the body that you want. I'm almost going to be 40, yes, and I have 3 living children right now, and I have been through 8 or 9 miscarriages. What I'm trying to say is, even after your body goes through all these mishaps, and your women, our bodies go through all kinds of different stages, even after your body goes through that, if you think and believe that you can change it and be toned and fit again, even after having children, yes, you can, you know. So here to encourage. So if there is that one voice they want to hear in their head that, yes, you can give life to this situation, yes. If nobody ever told you, I'm telling you today, or at least the one thing I want you to know is that you can give yourself permission. Because when you are full and you're filled with the spirit of joy, then you can even give out more joy. But if you're an empty vessel and you feel dry and depleted, you know, so give yourself permission to wake up every day and say, like me, every day I say, what does my soul need today? It is okay to ask those questions about what you need as a woman, you know. And then out of that question, you can find the answer, because the answer is within you anyway, so you don't have to go somewhere else to find the answer. The answer is within you, and so you can give yourself permission to listen to that answer, fill yourself up, and then you'll be able to give out even more. How beautiful is that?
That is so unbelievably beautiful, really beautiful, amazing. So if you were to kind of look forward, because you're way too young to be looking at a legacy, but if you were to look at that and think about the work that you're doing and this wonderful book that you wrote, how would you like that to change the world?
Oh, my God. Wow. That's deep, Vicky. Change the world. Amazing. But hey, thanks for instilling those words in my mind and my spirit right now, because right now I'm really thinking about it. And the one thing that pops up is every girl, every woman can begin to see themselves like, I am a goddess. That is okay. It is really okay, because I've gotten into conflicted views on that. People say, oh, you're making women and girls feel grandiose. You're giving them false sense of self. And I say, well, it's better to feel that you are a goddess than to feel self-pity. I would rather feel that I can rise above my circumstances than to feel like I'm buried in my circumstances, like I'm locked up and I'm in bondage. No, I would rather feel that I have the freedom to be above it. Because every queen, every royalty, every goddess is given that power to think that they are above everybody. So why do we have to wait for someone else to crown us? I don't understand that. It's like, why do I have to wait for society to crown me a queen or a goddess? I have it within me. I have the qualities within me that I can crown myself the goddess of my life. It is not about being the goddess or the queen of anybody else. No, it's the CEO of your life. And so we don't have to wait for society to give us that title. It's not even a title. It's just an embodiment of a quality or spirit that you want to identify with, you know. It's more about identity. So if there's one thing, there's one thing that I just want women and girls and anybody, it could be men and boys too, is to really redefine their identity and to give themselves permission to know that you are already above your circumstances. Circumstances are not here to swallow you or drown you. They are just here so that you can discover more and more of who you are. And for women and girls, you are a goddess, and that's okay.
Oh, that is so beautiful. So from the standpoint of powerfulness, since we have all of this incredible ability within us, how do you feel about the responsibility to the world with all that ability?
Oh, wow. I feel like when you are faced with all these responsibilities, right, if you start discovering or give yourself permission to discover all these layers of you, because I feel like in this world, when you have all these responsibilities and all these commitments, it is so easy to feel overwhelmed, especially for women like moms, you know, moms who are, you know, and girls. It's easy to feel overwhelmed. It's easy to feel that pressure. And that's because we have been told that circumstances are bigger than us, you know. But then if you begin to peel up these different layers of you which say that I am magnificent, I'm wonderfully made. I mean, when you use words like wonderful, I mean, if you really sit and think about that word alone, it means that you can create wonders. And so when you are faced with these responsibilities, it is not meant for those responsibilities to drown you, but for you to realize that you are wonderful enough to be able to handle them. And so it's just switching perspective, you know, to see that, okay, good, I'm faced with this bill right now, or this, you know, all these health issues or body image issues. That doesn't reduce me. It doesn't reduce me to a victim. You know, I'm not a victim of debt. I'm not a victim of, you know, sickness. I'm not a victim of, you know, bad relationships. It just means that I need to start pronouncing or magnifying the other areas of me that have been hidden, you know. Because if you are born into a family or society or neighborhood that you're constantly being told or reminded about your limitations, you know, about a girl who thinks that, oh, because you're not a certain way, so it means you're not pretty. Because you didn't have A in class, it means you're not talented, you know. So if you hear all these things, you begin to believe them. But then on the flip side, you realize that, wait a minute, even though I was born into these circumstances, it doesn't mean that the circumstances should define me. It just means that I have what it takes already to be able to handle that responsibility. Now it is my work to do. Now the work that is really required of me, because it is work. I'm not going to say discovering yourself is a piece of cake. To some people, change is really challenging, you know, and that's okay. It's okay to embrace our challenges. And so I would say that look at that responsibility that you have as already a reflection of your magnificence. Like, it already means that you can overcome it. Does that make sense? Like, it's already giving you the power to know that, oh, I'm faced with this because I am above it, not the other way around. You know, because a person who is free doesn't condemn themselves. So if you're already a free being and you already think yourself as a free being, even when you're faced with some challenge or responsibility, you don't go crawling back into bondage. You just tell yourself that, okay, it just means that I have to find a way to deal with this, you know. And there are oodles and oodles of ways to deal with one particular situation. So don't be afraid. Take courage. Let your fear be your fuel to fuel you into thinking bigger, above and beyond what you're faced with.
Oh, wow. I love that. Let your fear be your fuel to bigger things. So unbelievably powerful. Thank you so much for being with us today. I know that we have just barely covered a minuscule amount of your amazing wisdom, and we thank you so much for sharing that. Is there some place where people can go to connect with you in order to tap into more?
Oh, absolutely. I am on Facebook, if any of your viewers would like to be my friend. I love to make friends with people who think on a similar wavelength, you know. So if they message me and say they are one of your viewers, I would definitely message them back. And my name on Facebook is Tara Weinberg. And my website, right now I have a DVD. I release an African fitness video. activity which helps women just have fun losing weight. So that website is called SakaSize.com. And Saka is a Cameroonian slang for dance. So if they go to the website SakaSize, the very first thing they may see is a dance DVD. So it means I'm inviting them to Saka with me, you know, Saka through life. So it's SakaSize.com, SakaSize.com. And then my personal blog, which I haven't been there for a while, but it's there, is oleadme.com.
Beautiful. Sara, thank you so much for being with us today.
Oh, it was my pleasure, Vicky. My utmost pleasure. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
And for all of you out there listening, I thank you for joining us. And if you would like to learn more about Expert Insights Publishing, our best-selling books, award-winning magazines, our global broadcasting communities, you can find us at getei.com. That's GETEI.com. And everyone have a wonderful week.